Winsong and Steve Moe have both been involved in massages and breath work in the North Woods for over 20 years. They've also invested a lot of time thinking about death.
Well, yeah, we talk about it a lot. And
it gets obnoxious, actually, right? Sometimes.
And it's actually made us, you know, we just feel more alive today because of it.
Something they are especially interested in is home funerals and greener funerals. A few weeks ago, they gave a presentation on the topic at the Northwoods Sustainability Fair at Nicolay College in Rhinelander.
We're not making this a profession. The services that we've offered, again, it's just simply, hey, check out this resource. No, you can do this. That's, you know, one of the ways we work with this.
And one of the ways we build community.
Yes,
also.
Yes, that is
building the community around death. So excuse my room. This is my massage.
Back at their home and business in Rhinelander, we're looking at a picture of a colorful burial shroud that Winsong has pinned up on her wall.
This picture is what inspired me to look at death and to look at how to make shrouds. And since then, my friend and I have made up a shroud.
8 years ago, Winsong went to a National Home Funeral Alliance conference in Colorado, where she learned about how to care for a body with ice and other important aspects of actually having a home funeral. Winsong thinks home funerals just make sense when she thinks about who is responsible for the body.
I really think it's my responsibility to take care of Steve's body because I'm married, so it's my responsibility. I don't want to give it to anybody else to manage. I want to manage it.
Winsong and Steve Moe aren't making a career of their interest in home funerals. It's mostly something they just do for friends. They also think it's really important to reach out to professionals for help and for those services you don't want to or can't do yourself. 4 years ago, they were around when their friend Laura Eamon had a home funeral for her late husband, Ron Parkinson.
I did the research. It's very easy to have a home funeral. You'd be surprised. I went to the county clerk's office here in Oneida County. They were very helpful. We did the paperwork.
Eamon decided to cremate her husband's body with a funeral home in the area, but kept the body at home for the 48 hours Wisconsin law dictates you have to wait after death before cremation.
I've been in situations where somebody has died and they're whisked off immediately, whether it's hospital or whatever, they're whisked off. And there's that sense of you don't know what happened, where they are. Are they, they're not dead. It's too abrupt. It's like a trauma in a way. So being with Ron those 2.5 days, he was there for the longest time and then he wasn't. And I felt I got to see him out of this world. I know people ask, like, because the body, that kind of, you know, gives people, maybe creeps them out a little bit. But when you love somebody and you've touched them and you've hugged them, the things you worry about, I just want to say, don't worry about it. He loved his home and he loved his land so much. And then to die in the home you have lived in is a pretty gorgeous thing. He had his, like, beloved work boots on and a quilt that my mom had had made of the landscape of the property, so he was covered in that, and people came over for the service, for the wake, and it was kind of gorgeous. We all gathered in the bedroom, and people said what they wanted to say to Ron. One of the guys, from he used to play in a Dixieland band, came and played When the Saints Go Marching In on his trumpet, and it was just, it was Ron. It was Ron.
Laura Eamon said after the funeral, people came up to her and said it changed their views about death. Today, Steve Moe says thinking about death and talking about it as much as he and Winsong do almost gives him a certain level of comfort with death.
If I'm dying, I want no drugs. I want to be able to get up and do my death dance, and that'll be it. And in that moment, am I going to be not afraid? Oh, I don't know. I can't say that all of this is brought me to a place where I'm going to say, oh, I don't fear death. But it just becomes, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, there it is, my old friend. And it's okay. And we'll meet up when the time's right.
Regardless of what kind of funeral you want, Winsong, Moe, and Eamon all suggest thinking ahead and not being afraid to ask questions. We have resources on home funerals and green funerals at our website at wxpr.org. Funds for this story came from a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and this is WXPR News.